In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 17, this is letter number 6375, Baruch Hashem, the 8th of Tammuz, Tovshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. So, the Rebbe writes, I'm responding to your letter in which you write about the occupations of your children, may they live, and the difficulty in Shiduchim, finding them their match. And the Rebbe says, it is for sure that the difficult isn't tied to their occupation. Especially, they lived in Kfar Chabad, that Chaklaut, farming in Kfar Chabad, which was founded and continues to be led through my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that is a pipeline and a vessel for additional blessing from the blessed Hashem. So the Rebbe says, don't blame the Shidduch on the fact that they were working in farming in Kfar Chabad, because on the contrary, that adds to the blessing, because this is been founded by my father-in-law and continues to be led by him. So that's actually a pipeline for blessing. But the Rebbe says it's possible that these propositions that they are suggesting, they do not insist on something which is not so important. Which means, in other words, they're too picky. Your children, sometimes they are stopping on things which are not so important. The Rebbe says it is known that in this world, in general, there's no such a thing as complete, perfect, perfection. Nothing is perfect. And therefore, you cannot say, I'm only going to do a shidduch if I find the perfect match. Because there is no perfection. But, so what do? You must stop on the main thing, which is the part which is important by the Torah. So then, Hashem, the blessed Hashem helps that you settle in also those secondary matters. So may the blessed Hashem help your children, should be able to make a widening of Parnassa in the path of Torah and in the Chaklaut, in farming, as I said before, which is actually an advantage for good Shiduchim in a good and auspicious time. So the Rebbe does not think because they're in this situation it's a hindrance. The Rebbe thinks that's a blessing to work in the Kfar Chabad, in the institution of the Friedrich Rebbe. And the Rebbe says that they shouldn't be too picky. The Rebbe says you have to stop by the most important parts of the Shidduch, and the rest will fall into place by itself. The Rebbe also says, for sure, you keep up the good tradition of the kosher Jewish daughters to give on tzedakah every time before lighting the candles on the eve of Shabbos and the eve of Yom Tov. But in any event, at least you should do it from here and on. That's also, by the way, the Rebbe doesn't tie it in very openly, but it's a blessing also for the family, for everything. The Rebbe blesses her for good news in the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. So keep on doing what you're doing. Don't be so picky. And the Rebbe blesses them to have good parnosa and a good shidduch and to hear good news soon.